Today we're going to take some of the fear out of the mortgage application, because for a lot of people, this is the part that feels intimidating. A wall of paperwork, a lender asking for documents you've never heard of, and a nagging fear you'll forget something. Let's fix that. Once you understand what they're asking for and why, it stops being scary and just becomes a checklist. First, the big picture. When a lender reviews your application, they're really trying to answer three questions. 1. Can this person reliably repay the loan? 2. Do they have the money they say they have? And 3. Is the loan a safe bet against the home itself? Almost every document they request is just evidence for one of those three questions. Once you see that, the paperwork makes sense. So let's walk through the main categories. The first is proof of income. This answers, can you repay? Lenders typically want to see recent pay stubs, and often your tax returns and W-2 forms from the past couple of years. They want to see that your income is real and reasonably steady. If you're self-employed, the picture looks a little different. You'll usually lean more on tax returns and business records, because you don't have a simple pay stub. That's completely normal. It just takes a bit more paperwork. The second category is proof of assets. This answers, do you have the money? This means bank statements and statements from savings or investment accounts. The lender wants to confirm you actually have the funds for your down payment and closing costs, and ideally a cushion beyond that. Here's a pro tip. Lenders can get twitchy about large, mysterious deposits landing in your account, because they need to know the money isn't a secret loan. So if a big deposit shows up, say, a gift from a family member, be ready to document where it came from. The third category is proof of who you are and where you stand, your identification, and permission to check your credit. This is the lender confirming your identity and pulling that credit history we talked about a few episodes back. And once you're actually buying a specific home, there's paperwork tied to the property itself. Things like the purchase agreement and, a bit later, an appraisal that confirms the home is worth what you're paying. That protects the loan against the house. Now here's the single best thing you can do to make this whole stage painless. Get organized before you even apply. Start a folder, physical or digital, and begin gathering the obvious stuff now. Recent pay stubs, the last couple years of tax returns, recent bank statements, your ID. If you pull these together early, the application goes from a stressful scramble to a calm handoff. A couple of quick tips to save you headaches. Keep your financial life boring and steady during this period. We've said it before, and it's worth repeating, don't make big moves. And when your lender asks for something, respond quickly. The faster you get them what they need, the faster everything moves. Delays in underwriting are very often just delays in paperwork. One reassuring thought to close on, yes, it's a lot of documents, but it's not a test you can fail by being nervous. It's a process. Millions of ordinary people get through it every year, and the ones who feel calm are simply the ones who got organized early. Be that person. Next episode, we decode the numbers that decide what this loan actually costs you. The difference between the rate, the APR, and those mysterious things called points. It's one of the most confusing corners of the whole process, and we'll make it click.